Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will be finding common ground and taking it to the next level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. This show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. It's my hope that you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. It's my hope that you will agree with things that are said or come to ponder upon them as possible truth for yourselves. Once again, I'd ask you to keep an open mind. In this way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, my special guests are colleagues of mine, Brenda Pierce, who is also a radio host, and Allison Heath, both of whom are colleagues in an amazing business, anti-aging skincare technology. And tonight we're just going to be talking about what it means to create a new economy and a beautiful life while you grow younger and look younger on the outside too. So Brenda Pierce is an RN, and she's known as the Empowered Nurse. She triages body, mind, and spirit to help others live their fullest, most beautiful life. Through her co-authored books, blogs, and her own media site, she touches lives and shares the teachings of others who are transformational. She also knows how to create a new economy that transcends borders, barriers, and time. She knows how to tap into the well of abundance and affluence and help others do the same. For 25-plus years, Allison Heath, the longevity rescuer, has helped thousands of individuals and physicians learn to turn back the clock on aging and enjoy vibrant health. Every aspect of keeping you looking young, feeling great, and even being paid to be beautiful are Allison's expertise. She has created several online programs, including the Easy Natural Facelift, the Longevity Toolbox, and Awaken Your Healing Power. Allison hosts the popular summit, Your Vibrant Health Secrets. After experiencing symptoms of EHS, which is electromagnetic hypersensitivity, which was recently, Allison created a free interview series bringing world-class experts to you on the EMF Summit to help you learn to protect yourself and your families from what scientists are describing as the biggest health crisis humanity has ever faced. Now, to learn more and take action, I'm going to give you a website, which you can also find by going back to the description of the show, and it will be there for you. It is http, of course, /bitbit.ly/createabeautifullife, all one word. So really, if you just Google create a beautiful life, it should probably come up. With that said, I'd like to introduce my guests. Brenda, how are you tonight?
Hey, David. I am thrilled to be here with you. It's always a rocket ride whenever we're together. And I'm looking forward to tonight's call with you and your wonderful audience.
Well, I am thrilled, too. And we actually have a couple callers on the line, too. So we may turn to them toward the end of the program if you ladies are open to that.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. And Allison, how are you tonight?
I'm delighted to be here with you guys. This is just so much fun. Really. It's, you know, it's all about sharing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the case with anything in life. And, You know, and that's why I know man or woman is an island, because when we isolate ourselves from the rest of humanity, we're cutting off our right and left legs. I mean, that is where it's that connection to others that makes us feel so vital, and to be of service to others is such a wonderful thing. Wouldn't you agree?
It needs to be bigger than ourselves. Okay, we
yes.
need to create our own economy, for sure, for sure, for sure. But we need to have a compelling why that's bigger than ourselves. Because I believe there's a bullshit meter out there. And it is so high. People just, they can sniff out. If your motive, if your intentions and so on are not coming from a heart-centered place and not coming from a desire to be a service leader, then, you know, they can sense it. If you're just after your own, lining your own pockets and doing your own thing or whatever, if it's a selfish motive, that BS meter is going to sniff it out right away.
What do you think, Brenda?
I think it's true. I think, you know, coming from a heart-centered place is truly creating the new economy. There's this whole paradigm shifting where people were islands and, you know, and it didn't work. I mean, like, look at our economy and the economics of today versus, like, 30 years ago. I mean, the economy's in the toilet. And why is it? What has been perpetrated as truth for a long time is really not working. The 40-year plan doesn't exist anymore. Marriages, you know, are nearly non-existent anymore after 10, 15 years at most or at best. And mm-hmm. I really have come to understand that there's this real need to create collaborative cooperation to create that new economy. There's strength in helping, linking arms with other people and sharing a common interest and really growing an economy based on that. And I think that is a growing trend that more and more people are embracing.
Well, I think that more and more people are coming to see the possibilities for a world filled with abundance. I mean, right now, 1% of the population of the world controls 90% of the wealth. And I think that there's being a shift in consciousness that will allow people not to look upon, as you would say, the perpetrators, whereby the people become victims to the mentality of poverty consciousness or that things will never get better, to opening themselves to the possibility that prosperity in every form, including the frosting on the cake, financial wealth, can be theirs. What do you ladies think about that?
Amen.
Absolutely. And I personally have experienced that when helping others, you're actually helping yourself. And
that's
if
right.
if you want to create financial wealth, as you were just mentioning, when you want to create that, help other people create theirs. And that's how you will find your own.
Well, I think the other thing is it's no good unless you pass it on. And even though we're not going to identify the company that we're affiliated with because of rules, it's a pay-it-forward business.
It's very interesting. Let's look at just what kind of a society we live in.
Sure.
You know, we live in a society that is basing a lot on people's external image. So it's this, you know, summing up a person in that brief encounter in the first 3 seconds. So much judgment is made about that individual. Just with what's going on, with what people are seeing on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's very interesting because when you see that sparkle in the eye and that just genuine contentment, fulfillment, that beauty coming forward through people, to me, that's the best cosmetic in the world.
I agree. And as it said, beauty is only skin deep. But what's wrong with being beautiful? What's wrong with looking younger? It adds to our self-esteem. It makes us feel better about ourselves. And it inspires other people to ask us questions like, how did you achieve that? And then you can share the wonderful secret with them.
It's so true what you're saying. You know, it drives it home that there isn't anybody that doesn't want to look their best. And
that's right.
When we are making that judgment, that snap judgment, when we're meeting people, it shows that people actually respect themselves when they're taking care of themselves.
Right.
And I remember my mom going to this meeting with all these doctors one time, and it was about osteoporosis, and there was all these doctors talking that did not look healthy at all. And then there was one woman that got up, and she was a nutritionalist or something, I don't remember what, but she was talking, and everybody just flocked around her because she was magnetically healthy. She looked fantastic. She glowed.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you bring doctors into the picture, because there are a lot of doctors who are shifting their thoughts about the aging process and about the disease process. More and more doctors, like Dr. Bernie Siegel, who's a regular on my program, say we can heal ourselves, and the manifestation of what we call disease, be it mental or physical, is simply a symptom of an inner distress or dis-ease within oneself that can not only cause disease, it can cause us to age, it can cause our spirits to wither, and then we die.
I adore Bernie. I mean, he was so ahead of his time and so on. And he's helped me a great deal through my electromagnetic hypersensitivity. He's helped me manage that as well. You know, he's a personal friend and a wonderful human being. So,
And I've had the honor of interviewing him as well. He's just, you know, he's there for everyone to tap into his wisdom. And it's true, ageism can, you know, when you give in to the idea of at this age I should be this way, or you start to act and dress a certain way because, oh my gosh, you know, I'm this age. You are. You're limiting yourself within the box. And these days, more and more of us baby boomers are hanging on to our jobs longer and longer and longer, and nothing gives you more disrespect in a marketplace than when you disrespect yourself and dishonor yourself and allow yourself to become what you think is your age. By all means, more baby boomers are kicking and screaming that they don't want to, you know, give in to the paradigm of, you know, and they want to look younger, they want to live longer, they want to have it all and be it all, you know, and we have that opportunity because epigenetics, the science of epigenetics, you know, is you can create and change your DNA structure simply by your thoughts. And Bernie is one of those people who's definitely opened the door to that idea.
Well, you know, it's funny,
nice.
Brenda, when you're talking about that, you were saying, you know, baby boomers, they're still working. They're not retiring. Well, there's a reason they're not retiring. They don't have a plan B. And when they look at what's happening, their income isn't going to stretch that far. And we are going into kicking and screaming into aging. And to me, there's a big difference between chronological and biological age. You know, the age we have on our birthday cake with the candles, that's just a number. But we can either look older or younger than our age. Don't you agree, David?
I do. And I think one important point to put out there that people may be amazed at is more and more doctors believe that it's possible to live to be 150 years old. And I have even known two doctors who stated something that you may think is preposterous, but that is that we can live to be 1,000 years old. Now, if you're 50 and think you're halfway through your life and you haven't prepared for your future, how are you going to do that? But whether or not you accept those possibilities but are more realistic, perhaps, and say, well, maybe 80, 90, or 100, still, you know, that's a long time for many of us. You know. But
well,
I would like to move on, if you ladies are willing to, and just share a little bit of our own stories, and then we will start to talk about how we can change and alleviate whatever situation may be troubling us, or rather challenging us, I think is a better term. So who would like to go first?
Allison, by all means, you go first.
Oh, sure. I'd love to. Well, my own pathway to aging is sort of interesting because I am the longevity rescuer. I do help people create vibrant lives. I've been, you know, teaching physicians about the latest research in anti-aging and so on for years. It's something that I'm fascinated with, what we can do with superfoods and how we can turn our bodies around. So I was kind of sideswiped because a year ago last May, I was living in a condo, and it was right in downtown Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada. It was a beautiful condo near a wildlife sanctuary, bird sanctuary, on a beautiful lake, separated from the other condos by an electrical storage room. And I thought, how wonderful. It's like so secluded, this corner unit. It's perfect.
Mm.
Little did I know, it was full of dirty electricity. I was also using Wi-Fi. My only phone was my cell phone. I was doing a lot of summits. I was on the computer all the time with Wi-Fi only. And I didn't realize it, but after a lifelong career of being an early adopter and also having a degree in computer science years ago, so in 86 I was doing work with the internet and so on. And so having been an early adopter, all that's cumulative, like a bee sting. And it just adds up and adds up and adds up into your body until you get to the tipping scale. And that electrical storage room was part of the tipping scale.
Mm.
So it was like, oops, I thought I was having a stroke or a heart attack. It was so severe. I'd wake up in the middle of the night with my heart pounding, thinking there was a thunderstorm. And it was actually my pulse beating in my head and my neck. I was forgetting things. I had like this vice around my chest getting tighter and tighter and tighter. And I couldn't even remember how to use email. And this is, you know, this is with a degree in computer science. I couldn't remember any of my passwords. It was frightening. It was just frightening.
Mm.
But then, in the morning, when I look at myself in the mirror, I was watching my face decay in front of my eyes. Every day, I was aging rapidly. And Dr. Magna Havis calls it rapid aging syndrome because every organ of your body starts to just go haywire and age rapidly. So I could see my skin, and I could see what was happening. It was just frightening. So I got away. I headed out of Dodge, and I gardened barefoot. I swam in the lake for, you know, a couple of kilometers every day. I did everything I could. I got myself away from that high, high amount of electromagnetic radiation. And then I started to rebound a bit. But the damage, a lot of the damage had been done. I was aging. Me, the longevity rescuer, was not aging gracefully. So my life partner came to live with me. And it was beautiful because he and I had had a long-distance relationship for 5.5 years. Sometimes we were living in the same town. But the majority of the time, we were spending a month, 2 months, 3 months together, and so on. So he came out to live with me. In November. In December, he proposed marriage. And for me, I loved this man. He was my soulmate. But I didn't want to rush into marriage if we hadn't really assessed whether we were compatible. I just see too many marriages breaking up. And I thought, you know, I want us to avoid that. So I said, you know, I am your soulmate. I will be with you forever. But let's have a couple of years under our belt just to make sure before we bring the government into this. And it was really amazing because we, you know, affirmed our love under God and so on. We definitely felt that we were soulmates. And he was actually worth $160 million. And he always said, or more than that actually, but he always said, you never have to worry about money. You know, I have enough money for both of us. So everything I'd done, all the work I'd done to help people and coaching people and so on over the years, I did it because I just loved doing it. I did it to help them. I didn't have to worry about money. Well, suddenly, in the end of January, he died of a massive cardiac arrest. I hadn't married him. The will that was found was a will from before he even met me. And so all of a sudden, my financial security was pulled out from underneath me. This on top of losing my soulmate that I loved so incredibly.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to really do some serious reinventing of myself because I was electromagnetically hypersensitive. I couldn't do my work on the computer anymore the way I had. And when I looked in the mirror, whoa, again, I was rapidly aging. So it's very, very interesting how I did find a solution and how that solution has allowed me to continue my work with longevity, to connect with people in a very sincere and real way. And now I don't have any of the headaches, any of the employees, any of the overhead, any of the bookkeeping, any of all of those laborsome tasks that I had with my online business. So really, David, I have a mantra now. And my mantra is affluence, team, travel, and fun with a capital F-U-N. And I'm putting the U back into fun.
Good.
And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I don't blame you. That's a wonderful story. Brenda, how about you?
Well, you know, the thing is, I've been a nurse for 32 years, and I've worked every shift possible. In 1 week, I can work days, evenings, nights, and not even in that order, and worked many, many more weekends and holidays than I care to count and celebrate them with joy and peace, because the job demanded that of me. And the wonderful thing about nursing is that I could flex my career around my family and pick up shifts as I could, which was great. But what I didn't like was working 12-hour shifts, because I remember whenever I did 12-hour shifts, you'd have to prepare for those days, 2 days in advance, clean your house, make sure everything's all up to speed, the bills are paid and everything else. Because virtually, when you work those 12-hour shifts, you're out of the picture. You're out of your family's picture. You're out of the mode. When you come home, all you want to do is relax and sleep. And, you know, and that's a, you know, people do 12-hour shifts basically because of the time off. So that's not really a career plus, right, when you work to have the time off, because you should be able to work and still enjoy a bit of a life balance when you do that. So, you know, I'm still working as an RN, but I do it now more from a sense of, you know, my kids are grown now, so I have a little bit more time and peace and flexibility. And when I work, it's more of a giving to the job and to the clients that I take care of. But, you know, the paycheck, I'm divorced. So divorced, like, right away ripped everything that we had built up together in half and then some, especially if your income was the bigger of the two incomes. You know, some people will be familiar with the idea about spousal support. You know, based on your previous year's income, doesn't matter if you're making it or not in this year, you still have to pay based on your previous year's income to your spouse if that's an arrangement you have. Luckily enough, I was able to bypass that, whereas I would be not living the life that I have now, living, you know, in my own home and things like that. But on the other hand, I'm supporting a daughter going through college and university, so now I have to put up the expenses for two homes and two sets of internet and two sets of phone and all this sort of thing. So, you know, life is a roller coaster. And, you know, the 40-year plan just doesn't exist anymore for many people like it did, you know, 40 years ago or even 20 years ago. Or people are put in a position where the job gets more difficult towards the end of the career as a way of breaking you so that you will retire early so that the company doesn't have to pay you the pension plan that is part of it because you left early. So, you know, life happens. Marriages are not as secure as they were. Jobs are not as secure. The economy is not, if you have money to invest, the money isn't there to reap an income from it that is going to support you. You know, or you have to crack into investments for one reason or another earlier than you planned because life happens. So, that's basically where I'm coming from, is the fact that I'm really, you know, I've got less than 10 years left in my career. I've made many different starts and stops along my career. I was in one job for 22 years. And then in the last 10 years, I basically have had, I think, 12 different jobs. So, you know, that start-stop thing, really every time you do, it takes a notch out of your investments, your pension, you're starting from scratch again, maybe a different pay level, and or you're coming out of school nowadays where you don't even have a job and you have student debt greater than ever before, or, you know, contract work, because more companies are going to part-time or temporary employees because they can't afford to have full-time employees anymore. So my thing is about creating a beautiful plan B. Plan A is great, but plan B, my gosh, is very, very important to do. I really, most people need a plan B if they don't realize it, or they are desperately praying for something to come into their life because they're in quiet desperation. And, you know, it isn't very long ago I was, you know, doing a lot of media work. I still am. I have my own network and creating a publications company and things like that. But I have to tell you, the online world, there's a lot of people out there who are taking advantage of people trying to build a business online, you know, ripping off, not providing services, very expensive, you know, sometimes the back end is virtual assistants can be expensive, you know, and all that sort of thing. So that was my plan B. I thought that was going to be my plan B. That is still part of my plan, but it's a plan C. I've actually bumped what we're doing together collaboratively as my plan B, which will soon be my plan A, and I can nurse still in a part-time basis if I so choose. But I don't have to be beholden to it. And, you know, that's what I want to bring forth is life is complicated. It's really, really important to find something that's really going to make a difference. Create that plan B, create that beautiful life, and really, I'm so thrilled that we're having this conversation today.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Well, one common theme between all of us has been being of service to others. Brenda is a nurse, Allison is a longevity rescuer, and for me, it was social worker. Just a few things about me. I have aged myself through physical disease and mental disease, which I now come to see as dis-ease within self, including diseases of alcoholism, drug addiction, and sexual addiction, which aged me horribly. And by the time I was 49, I developed a heart condition, I developed severe hypoglycemia, and I looked in the mirror one morning and I almost screamed because I looked at least 80 years old. No kidding. Because what had happened to me was during the hypoglycemia, I wasted and all the skin started to droop on my face and the wrinkles from the years of abusing myself from the sun popped out. And skin just hung on me. I was gaunt like a skeleton. Now, mind you, I was only 49 at the time, all right? But if you look at my picture today that's posted on this website, you won't guess I'm 50. And most people come out at 47 when I ask them how old they think I am. I am actually 60. And guess what? I'm turning back the clock even more with anti-aging skin technology. I have been told that I can look 35, and I will. Now, so I disclosed my age. On the inside, I feel like I'm 30. Now, I don't know if this, I didn't alert my guests to this notion, but I want to ask you, if you're willing, to share, excuse me, how old you feel, how old you look or are told you look, and how old you are. Who'd like to go first?
Well, I'll go first. I'm 53. Up until the last year, people would think that I was not even 40. But over the last year, what I was really noticing, I was really noticing that I was aging very suddenly, very quickly. It seemed like all of a sudden, you know, things were shifting and drooping, and I was starting to look old, including the eyelids. My eyes were starting to become very hooded. And if you look at the picture, you know, I look very youthful, but if you look at the picture that's on David's site floating around on the carousel there, look at my eyes and look at and really watch, and you see the hood over my eyes. And that is, you know, that will age somebody faster is the eyes. And now over the last 6 weeks, I've been using a phenomenal product that is part of what we are a part of, is this beautiful anti-aging product. And using the eye serum, my eyes are, that hood is lifted back up. It's like it's been sucked back up and my eyes are popping out. I can wear eyeshadow again because when you have that hood, why put eyeshadow on? I know that I'm actually looking way much younger. My kids, my son was over yesterday and he goes, "Mom, wow, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it because it's working for you." And I feel like inside, I feel like I'm 25. I still feel like the world is still branching out there and there's so much to accomplish. I'm so thrilled. And knowing that I look better and look younger again, and it really has accentuated that feeling of youthfulness within.
How old do you think you look now, or do people say?
They say you look like you're in your mid-30s.
Beautiful, beautiful. Allison, how about you?
Well, I'm 58 years old. So I'm 58, and I was always told that I looked youthful because I eat superfoods. I adore superfoods. I like juicing. I like fresh fruits and vegetables. All my food are organic. And, you know, I'm very interested in physical movement and exercise and so on, and keeping myself in optimal, vibrant health. And I think that that's our body's natural state, that we are made to be in homeostasis, in this balance in our body. So I'm accustomed to that. Now, when I had those two sessions where I started aging rapidly, one of them with the EHS and the other one with the shock of losing somebody very dramatically and very suddenly, and the stress that was associated with both of those incidents, it really, really aged me quickly. Now, both times, I was able to find solutions immediately. One was to get out of an electromagnetic radiation, high electromagnetic radiation zone, start shielding myself, start grounding myself, and so on. And then in the other situation, it was this discovery of this skin technology. And, you know, connecting with people and being able to help people has been astronomically wonderful for me. My immediate effect in using this, it was about 3 days before I really went, "Oh my Lord, would you look at that?"
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe it. Now mm-hmm. I get up and I do a little happy dance. I look in the mirror, "Oh, what wrinkle is gone today?" And I start doing this little happy dance, prancing around. Well, inside, I feel like I'm 16. I feel like the eternal child. Yeah.
That's
and I
great.
Actually forgot to have kids because I was too busy being a kid.
Yeah.
You know, so I literally, you know, I forgot to get married. I forgot to have kids. I've just been having fun. My whole life, I've been just living life to the fullest and enjoying the heck out of it. I love learning, doing all this stuff. So my life has always been incredibly vibrant. And I do love kids, just everybody else's. You know, so I've been having a blast. And when people look at me, they literally cannot believe it. I went to a kind of like, it wasn't a school reunion, but somebody that when I was very young was a guitar player, and he got throat cancer. So he was also a singer, and he makes these beautiful handmade guitars. That's his profession. And he lost his voice through throat cancer. So he had a fundraiser, and all these people went to the fundraiser. Well, they were all people that I had grown up with and had been dancing, you know, going out to bars, dancing and doing all this fun stuff. Anyway, I'm there dancing, and I'm dancing almost every song because I just love dancing. I love movement. And there's this guy coming around taking all these pictures. I didn't recognize him. I thought, who is this guy, you know, taking my picture all the time? So then later I'm sitting down with my girlfriend, and she said, "Oh, look, over there, there's Merlin." And I said, "Who?" And she said, "Oh, my God." She said, "You don't recognize him. He was one of the guys that I grew up with. He used to be the sound man for the band that this guitarist was playing in." So I went over, and I said, "Oh, my goodness, Merlin, hello." And he said, "Who are you?" And I told him, and he said, oh, my God, I can't believe it. He said, really? He said, the most I would have given you would be 40, the maximum.
Mm.
You know, and it was just, it's really funny. And nowadays, I mean, people don't even give me that. So go figure.
Mm-hmm.
How old did you look when you had gone through that rapid aging process, would you say?
Well, I really felt that I was looking a lot older. I could see my face crumbling. So, you know, I started to see real changes. I've always had a smile wrinkle. And this smile mm-hmm. wrinkle comes from just laughing all
yeah.
the time. Somebody did a little cartoon drawing of me, and it has a smile from ear to ear, you know, those caricatures. And she said, that's you. You're smiling all the time. And honest to goodness, because I've spent over 36 years of my lifetime every day for an hour a day turning my focus within and tapping into my source energy and that divinity within, and really
mm-hmm.
spending a great deal of my life on focused on fulfillment, on true fulfillment,
mm-hmm.
so that I can give to others from a place of overflow, not a place of depletion. And, you know, staying connected within and realizing who I really am, not the hats I wear, not, you know, not how I look one way or the other or anything, but just realizing who I really am as a human soul.
Yes.
And understanding that and being connected with that, that has allowed me to have a great deal of joy in life. But that wrinkle just would not shift. It wouldn't go away. And my little homemade program, Easy Natural Facelift, which had modules for yoga, facial yoga, modules for young skin diet, modules for edible cosmetics, modules for cosmetic chemicals to avoid, and so on. I was like such a purist and so on. And I had all that information, but nothing was shifting my little facial wrinkle, that little smile wrinkle that was dug in for the last 15 years. And now it's going away in front of my eyes. It's going away. And the frown
Beautiful.
Wrinkle. You know, I concentrate a lot. I'm a big reader and so on, and I work on the computer, and I find I frown up for concentration. And there was this frown wrinkle. That's going away. It's like, okay. But some things, I have more scars than most veterans because I lived my life so fully. I was, you know, sort of the perils of Pauline. I had all these accidents and so on. They were going to amputate my leg in 87. From being run over by a motorcycle in the West Indies, and both the bones breaking out and like scraping on the pavement and getting all these infections. Well, that's, you know, those scars, I thought nothing could happen to them. So I didn't even bother. You know, I didn't even bother try to do anything with them. And then I thought, well, why not? What if?
Yeah.
Well, They're fading, and I mean, some of them, they're so bad, I'm sure they'll never go away, but they're getting the color of my flesh more. So they don't show up. And then this big, long scar where they did a bone graft. They had to come in from the back of my leg, sort of, so the scar's on the side. It's you can't even hardly see it. I'm going like, I love this. I just love this.
Yeah.
Varicose veins. Forget about varicose veins. They're just, like, disappearing, too.
Wow.
I know. I'm stunned, put it that way.
Well, there are just a couple more things I wanted to share, including my experience with this anti-aging technology. I wanted to share that I have had heart disease, that I have had lung disease, and I have healed from both of those. Okay? No more problem. The doctor said I don't get it when he catheterized me to put in a stent. He says the problem's gone. It was arterial flow to the lower left chamber. It was not good. I said, I get it. He said, what? I said, faith. We can heal ourselves. We can grow younger. All right? And I've been using our product, which I'm not trying to put in a plug for it. I'm not going to tell you what it is. But I've been using it for just 6 days. Day one, 30% less wrinkles on my forehead. By now, 50% less wrinkles on my forehead. crow's feet almost gone on the right side of my eye. Of course, the left side of my eye was the driver's window side, so that got exposed to more sun. Right hood lifted immediately. Left hood lifted today, day six. Left hood was low. And the other thing that I'm working on is raising up the fatty deposits under my chin, which I've been told are possible. So, yes, I'm going to look 35 or younger when all is said and done. And you can do it too. But let us talk a little bit about how to create a new economy. We lost one of our callers. I don't know why, but there are going to be many, many people that are going to be listening to this show. And that's how we let off what we were going to be talking about. So I would like to shift into that area. And if there are any other points that either of you want to pick up, things that we talked about before the show, please bring them in at this time. And after we've talked for about 10 minutes, then we'll take calls. And if it's okay with you, if either one of you can stay on a little bit past the 8:30 mark Eastern time, that's great. If you can't, no problem. But we can go a little bit longer. I've booked the studio for an hour and a half. And as long as the discussion is scintillating and somebody is present, one of you is present, we can keep going. But we don't want to bore people. So who would like to begin?
Well, I would, because I think that's a very important subject. You know, one of the things that Brenda mentioned before was she was talking about student debt. And the student debt right now is the graduating class of 2015. They are graduating with the highest amount of debt ever. And it's second only to the mortgage debt. And the mortgage debt is forgiven when you go bankrupt. But the student loan debt is not. It carries with you all the way to the grave. Now, these young people are coming out of university. They have big student loans saddled to their back, strapped on their shoulders, and they can't get a job because we, baby boomers, aren't retiring because we can't afford to retire. And now, when you look at, I saw a graph, a very interesting talk, with this man who is showing this graph that between 2010 and 2030, 79% of the population will be over 65 years of age. That's a heck of a lot of people. And a lot of those people don't have a plan B. They're in situations like Brenda, where they've gone through a divorce, their financial life has changed, or like me, where they've lost their significant other, and all of a sudden, that what they counted on for finances isn't there anymore. I have so many people, friends and so on, my age, going through foreclosures of houses. And, you know, there's a lot of different things happening now. We can't count on having a job, going and working for some company for 40 years and then getting our gold watch as we retire and having our pension. We even have states that are going bankrupt. We even have government pensions that are disappearing. Things that we thought would be there forever for us are no longer there. We have volatility in the stock market. We have people losing their investments. There are so many things happening that it's high time that we started to stand up and say, I am going to be responsible. I am going to create my own economy. And when we have an economy that is dealing with moral compensation, it's an economy where it's not important what you know, how much education, i.e. formal education you have. It's not important whether you're a male or a female. It's not important whether you're black, white, yellow, red. It doesn't matter. It's important how much you're interested in developing yourself in order to be able to better serve others. It's important how much time you put in the skill set. It's important how much time you make helping other people more important than yourself. And when you do that, when you make other people more important than yourself, you don't have fear anymore. You're not thinking, oh, what are people thinking of me? How are people looking at me? What's important? Like, what are they thinking about me? All of a sudden, all that stuff leaves you because you're more interested in helping others. And that's the kind of moral compensation that Donald Trump is talking about when he says, I would rather have 1% of 100 people's time than 100% of my own. That's the kind of moral compensation that Bill Gates is talking about when he says, I would rather do it in another way. I would rather do it using networks of people than doing it the way that I did it when I created Microsoft. And there's so many people that are currently standing up and saying, we need a new model. We need a new model. And I find it very interesting that every truth passes through three phases. First, it's violently opposed, then it's ridiculed, and then it's accepted as a self-evident truth.
Mm-hmm.
And we have reached the third stage. It is
mm-hmm.
accepted as a self-evident truth that we need to create our own economy, and we need to find a model that isn't a backbiting, backstabbing corporate model, or a model that's coming on scarcity, where in order for me to be able to get my piece of the pie, I have to steal yours, or I have to give you less. It's not a scarcity. We're actually in an abundance model. We actually have a gold mine here on our hands right now that people can find more about by going to that bit.ly.com or that bit.ly create a beautiful life. We actually have that. And, you know, it's a capital C, create, capital A, beautiful, capital B, life, L. Why is it capitalized? It's capitalized because it is so beautiful. It's beautiful when you feel beautiful on the outside. And we didn't even tap in or touch the fact that there is so much rashes, skin problems. Okay, those are also, you know, coming from our computer screens, coming from the electromagnetic radiation, coming from the chemtrails, coming from all these bombardments that are hitting our body, that are causing people to have these strange rashes they can't get rid of. They take cortisone, they cortisone creams, they do all these different things, they take antibiotics. They can't get rid of it. These acnes, these things that are just making people feel crippled, lupus masks, all these different things that they can't change, they can't get rid of. And all of a sudden, we can create an environment that can allow the body to heal itself, to allow the largest organ to heal itself. What a miracle for people. So I really think that we have reached the tipping point. We've reached the tipping point where people are saying, I am fed up. I can't take any more. I don't want to have to work in Walmarts as a greeter. I don't want to have to do all these things. I don't want to have such an incredible poverty life because I can't get a job or because things have fallen out. I want to take control. And so many people, 65% of the people, want to own their own business. They're unhappy in their jobs. And yet to own your own business is a huge expense. So if we have a way that people are able to do that without having to make such a massive investment, what
mm-hmm.
a joy. And we do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Brenda.
Well, I hate to say this. My phone is running out of juice because I've been working in my business all, you know, off and on today and enjoying every moment. We use our phones at home anyway. We use our internet anyway. We use our hydro anyway. Why not take a portion of that and create a tax write-off against your business, a business expense? Turn your home into a business asset. Really, your home is your biggest liability. But when you take that transition and look at how you can master your life by creating a business, a beautiful life, become the poster child of your beautiful products, the technology that we have here in our hands has been received 3 years of grant money from the National Health Institute in the United States. which is a prestigious organization, millions and millions of dollars went into the technology that we're here to create a business around. And tapping into that wonderful economy where you create a business center asset out of your own home, transform your life outside, inside, become an economic center for a few hours per day using the things you have in your home that you're paying for anyway. Why not? Where else, you know, a McDonald's franchise, well over $1 million, and if it's not positioned in the right place, you've basically bought yourself a job, and there's no guarantee of success. Well, there's no guarantee you're going to become, successful in your job either, but why not become a success in your own home business? That's the cutting-edge thing today. You put some hours in, you are going to grow an economy. You are going to become successful. You are going to be able to step into the lifestyle that you so desire and so deserve. And that's what we have our hands on today. More and more people are turning to home-based business because the economy is such that the other system is not working anymore. We're moving to an information age versus the Iron Age. And as such, we are really, really being able to tap into the access of social media to build a business. Relationship marketing is the trend. More and more people have become millionaires through this venture that had never had an opportunity before. And I'm so stoked that if you want a big piece of the pie, it's there for you. If you want a little piece of the pie to make a difference, that's there for you too. But everybody starts at an equal playing ground, equal opportunity to achieve their greatness. And it is possible. And that's what I'm so thrilled about. I'm very passionate about this.
Well, Brenda, I wondered if you would share your success of the first week with the little amount of time that you put into it.
Love to. I have believed so much in relationship marketing. I've done this 12 times. 12 times. And I remember my first company I was with, I worked really hard for a whole month, and I got a $10 check, and they said, great, look, it works. And I went, oh. Anyway, I lasted with that for 2.5 years, and it was painful. But then again, technology wasn't there. Nowadays, 12 times the charm, let me tell you, and I want to shortchange that curvature for many, many people. I found it. This company is a pay-it-forward company that believes in people, greatness right from the very get-go. In 4 hours in my very first week, I earned over $800 Canadian. And to me, that worked out to be 27 hours of slug, emotional, physical abuse in a nursing job. For people who were earning $10 an hour, that's 80 hours of part-time work, which could extend over a month to make that kind of money. I did it 4 hours. It's possible.
Wow.
It's there. I want to share that with people. You know, the compensation plan of the company that we have here is dynamic. It is definitely made to put money in your pocket, and they really want to see you succeed. So I'm just so thrilled, and from there it's just gone nowhere but upwards and onwards. And it's not because I'm any more special than anybody else. It's because I plugged into a system that works.
Beautiful. Well, for the caller that remains, I think the other ones got what they needed and have moved on, or perhaps have chosen not to speak to our guests. But the caller that remains, I will get to in just a moment. I just wanted to set forth my priorities. Now, Allison talked about fun with a capital F and you in the center, meaning you or me. That is what life is meant to be. My priorities are God first. God, goddess, universe, source, whatever you want to call it, higher power, higher self, that comes first. Friends and family come next. Service is included there. And finally is work. I work 60 hours a week. My primary focus has been on my writing and then my radio show. Now I've been attracted to this. This is moving into second position at this point because I'm going to become a millionaire within a couple of years from this business and from other ventures. Now, I have never had very much money coming in per year, very modest financial past. But I've had faith, and the law of attraction is something that is real. What you put out, you get. If you've ever watched the movie The Secret, you might may be able to relate to some of those things. Perhaps it resonated for you. But I'm worth a lot of money today. And I didn't have much when I had a mania just 20 years ago. All right? I'm worth a lot of money today. And it's come to me. It's come to me because I affirm that I am prosperous. And today, the self-evident truth is not only that I'm prosperous and always, and most importantly, from the standpoint of love, joy, peace, all of these things are making me feel younger and grow younger, and now I have a product that is transforming me back into my 30s. So that can be your situation too. Now, ladies, if you're still with me after the caller, if you have any closing words that you'd like to share, I'll come back to you. Right now, I would like to take the call, and it's a Skype caller, 111, and I'm bringing you live. Can you hear me? What is your name, please? Perhaps no one's there, or perhaps you're too shy to speak, and that's okay. We're glad that you tuned in tonight, and we hope that you found what you're looking for. I know you're there, and I bless you and affirm that you are a child of God, growing younger every day as your spirit. If you stay connected to your spirit, that, I believe, is the answer. What do you think, ladies?
I agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Brenda, do you have anything to say in closing? I know your phone's ringing out of juice.
Yes, you know, I just want to urge people that if you are seriously looking, don't kick the can 12 different times. Start with the right business opportunity, the right model, the right team, the right encouragement, the right support, and right compensation plan. Check out the Bitly link that is David's and join us. We'd love to work with you. Allison is, you know, definitely a team leader who works tirelessly to help her team. I do too, and, you know, that kind of support is never in traditional business. And let's shake it up. Let's write our own story, write our own history, and make things happen. It's never too late. There are people joining this that are in their early 20s, right up into their 80s, and everywhere in between, because we do know that we are not to be beaten down. There is enough affluence in the world that we can capture that and make that our own as well.
Thank you, Brenda. Yes. Allison?
I'm really glad that Brenda brought that up because you are not alone.
Right.
You are the CEO of your own business. So your success and your failure depends entirely on you. But you are not alone. You have resources. You have people ready to lock arms with you and march in step. This is all about collaboration, co-creation, empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
This is all about a huge virtual hug where people care more and believe more in you than you do in yourself. And truly, what we have created is a huge self-development platform where people are able to release some of the blocks that have been holding them on. We've attracted some incredible people on our team that are thought leaders, resilience coaches, happiness coaches, wealth coaches, people that can take you from the things that have been actually holding you back from very, very young age. And all of a sudden, you can recognize that. And you can start doing some energetic tapping or some ninja movements that for harmony, or you can do something else. We have many different modalities to help people not only learn the skill, but make a breakthrough. And not only make a breakthrough, but make a breakthrough that's going to last. We're not talking about change, because people can change. They can give up one addiction and take another one. You know, we're talking about breakthroughs, where something is let go and it's let go of forever. So we have a platform of self-development, a platform of learning the skills, a platform of training such as we've never, ever, ever experienced before, all of it free. And then we have another layer. And the next layer on this beautiful birthday cake that we've prepared for you is a kick-ass skin technology that literally turns the clock back on aging and changes chronic skincare conditions forever. And then on the very, very top, the cherry on top of this beautiful cake that we've created for you is a way to make substantial income in such a way that I have never experienced anything like this before. So it is truly a way to create your own economy, and it is truly a way to have affluence in the real sense of the word. And I think that that is so important in this day and age. I've helped people for over 25 years, coaching them in many different aspects of integrative health and business, but I never had a way that they could make money. Now I do.
Well, the way you will do that is by connecting people. Don't think in terms of sales. What we are doing is inspiring people to be all they can be, and all it takes is planting a little seed like a mustard seed that will grow into a self-evident truth that anything is possible. I mean, even Jesus, the Master, said, greater works than I have done, you shall do. And that is a promise that was made. Whether or not you're a Christian, that bears out in other faith traditions too. Today we call it the power of positive thinking. And if you have any self-doubts, know that you will be supported. Know that you will make money. It is very simple. You do not have to be a salesperson. All you need to do is have faith in yourself, and you will build self-esteem along the way as you do this for a minimal investment, which, you know, folks, it's a drop in the bucket compared to what you would have to put into a business. And you will, as Allison says, become CEO. But not only will you be CEO, you will have CEOs who can coach you and who will inspire you and who will support you and who will actually do the traditional closing, if you will. You do not have to be a salesperson. All you need to do is connect people and inspire people. And Allison, do you have any closing words?
Well, I'd just like to say thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all the people that take the time to listen to this replay.
Thank you
so much for everything, because all of this is keeping me smiling, but now I'm not having that wrinkle.
Great. Well, I'll say goodbye to Brenda, who has had to tune out. And I say good evening to you all. And remember, whatever you believe, you can manifest. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who are having a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.